May Jesus Christ be praised. May Jesus Christ be praised. Alleluia. Ja, Jesus. My Jesus Christ, ja, Jesus Christ. Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. August 7th, 2016. Ja, Jesus is Son's Day. This is the beginning of our celebration and the kickoff for the Christmas season. On this day, August 7, 2,000 years ago, the angel Gabriel and the other one, the anointed one, gave the notice of the name to Mary's child, Jah Jesus, Holy Virgin Birth. Sing a new song, Christmas is here, words of good cheer. We love you, Christ, Lord Jesus' name. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Eternal justice, sister, we give you eternal praise. We give you love and majesty. In the great name of you, Judge Jesus, glory to Judge Jesus, 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 Judge Jesus.
We thank you, Eternal Spirit. We think we love you. We praise you. We glorify you. Thank you for being in our temple. You are the light of the world within us. Thank you for that light. Thank you for your guiding force. We love you, we praise you, we treasure you. Thank you for your healing force that flows throughout every being throughout the universe. We love that. We praise you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your wisdom. We love that. We need that. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby, we thank you for the gift of our temple being. We glorify you, sweet Jah Jesus, the power of gratitude. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for living inside of our temple. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for dying on the cross. We thank you for giving your sacred life that we may have a right to the tree of life. All praise to you in your great Jesus name.
We thank you, Jah Jesus, for coming to this earth in a physical body. Thank you. You are the anointed one. You are our Savior. Thank you for begging the Father Jehovah for coming and saving this planet through your blood sacrifice. We glorify you. Thank you for your physical temple coming here. That's very important that you have that physical temple, that you came to earth and you lived 33 plus years on this planet. And then you were transformed by the renewing of your body through the atomization of the eternal energy, and your body went up to heaven. Thank you for coming here. I love you, and I praise you in your name, Jah Jesus, baby.
Thank you, Jah Jesus, baby, sweetheart, Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Master of the Universe. We thank you, Jesus, for your holy virgin birth. You are so magnanimous, and you are so fantastic. Oh, great and glorious elder brother, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jah Jesus, 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 Jah Jesus,
Jah Jesus, baby. We love you, Jah Jesus. Thank you for the power of your name, Jah Jesus, baby. When we say that name, thank you. It is a power. Thank you for giving us that name, Jah Jesus, baby, because that name illuminates our whole being every time we say that name. And we thank for that. We thank for the power of that name. We thank for the illumination of that name. We thank you for the protection of that name. We love you, Jah Jesus. We praise you, Jah Jesus, in Jah Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory to Jah Jesus. Welcome to Son of God University, Jesus International, baby. We are here to magnify the Son of God, Jesus Christ Almighty, to give glory and honor to the majesty on high, the King of the universe, the King of infinity, the King of divinity, the King of eternity, Jesus. We are so thankful that Jesus, Merry, Merry Christmas to all the world and to those in the heavenly realm, those on the earth realm, those in the hellish realms. We say Merry, Merry Christmas. This day is the kickoff season of the official Christmas celebration and the Christmas season of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 50 days from now will be the birth of Jesus on September 27th. So from August 7th to September 27th is 50 days, just like Pentecost, the power of Jesus Christ. We are so happy that Jesus Christ took on physical form. In the first chapter of St. John declares that in the beginning the word Jesus was, and the word Jesus was with God, and the word Jesus was the same as God or is God, like God, and the same Jesus Christ was in the beginning with God the Father. All things were made by Jesus Christ, and without Jesus Christ, nothing came into existence without Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ, God Jesus, that things came into existence. And in Jesus enlightened every individual on this planet with the light of Christ. We have the illumination of the great spark of Jesus Christ inside of us. And so, sweethearts, get ready, get on fire, become celebratory, become celebrative, become excited, become enthused, because Jesus is the King of not only this planet, Jesus is the King of the solar system, Jesus is the King of the galaxies, Jesus is the King of the universe, Jesus is the King of universes, baby. This Jesus is cool, because Jesus is hot. The Supreme God, the Supreme God's Son, who came in human form and gave his life's blood. Think about that, sweetheart. This Jesus is worthy to be prayed to. This Jesus is worthy to exalt. Glory to Jesus. 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 Glory. Thank you, Father Jesus. You are our Father because you are elevated with your Father, Jehovah. Lord Jesus Christ, we appreciate you. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for living in us. We thank you for life in our bodies. We thank you, Jesus. We just give you praise.
You got that right. This is Son of God University, baby. If you don't know it, you should know it. Son, where we exalt the Son of God, Jesus, baby. Thank you. It's his birthday. He was born. And with Mother Mary, today is the day Mother Mary got that name of Jesus when Gabriel and another being came and gave him that name. And that's why we starting the season on this day, because this is the very day that happened. Like my loving brother said, 50 days from here till his birthday, you know, till when he was born. So we love you, we praise you, and we just going to glorify Jesus, man. This being, like my loving brother said, he is the Lord of the universes. Not only this planet, you know, this planet, it seems like people take him for granted, but he's Lord of the universes. You know, like you see these movies of the Mr. Universe, that's pictures, that's Jesus of the universes. Not just one universe, universes. This being is some type of being. Is no other being in the universe like our universes, like Jesus. Even Jehovah praises Jesus.
That's right.
Did you know that? Jehovah God praises Jesus. Why in the hell aren't people on earth praising Jesus? You know, Jehovah praises Jesus. It says in the scriptures, he praises the Son. You know, he praises him. Jehovah praises him. And yet still, people want to praise Jehovah, who has no jurisdiction on this planet. And he's a very powerful being, but he praises Jesus. He loves his Son. He praises Jesus. Now, that's the example right there.
Right.
Just saying it right there. Jehovah praises the Son of God, Jesus. Now, that's to be something to think about there. What do you think about that, my loving brother?
Hey, I agree, sweetheart, brother. You know, that is so realistic that Jehovah, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is in love with his Son, and he glorified his Son. And in the book of Acts, for those who get doubt, look at the entire book of volume Acts, the book of Acts of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. And it tells you so plainly God has raised up Jesus and has given him a name, the name which is above every name, Acts 4:12, that there is no other name under the heavens whereby humankind can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. And so, and it's also said throughout the scripture, God has glorified his Son. To glorify means to exalt, to praise, to lift up, to spontaneously exuberate and jubilate in this power, this powerful being, Jesus. Jesus is the grantor and the giver and the baptizer of the Holy Ghost, the energy of all life and the energy of all living. So it is imperative, like my sweetheart brother said, that we must glorify Jesus because God the Father glorifies Jesus. And the scripture says even the Holy Spirit exalts and glorifies Jesus and speaks everything of the teachings of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the man, baby. Jesus Christ is the God around here. Jesus Christ is the owner of planet Earth and all these other worlds. And the good news, Jesus came down to this planet because of the people that are so crooked and so full of sin. You see, the churches, they need to wake up. These churches, my brother, these churches, these crooked churches, they have been so crooked, they're just as crooked Hillary. And they need to get right with Jesus Christ. They need to give glory to Jesus Christ. Because you see, all this negative is going on in the political world, in the physical world, on planet Earth. My sweetheart, Christian brothers, and all other faiths and people that are listening, we encourage you to wake up to the great name of Jesus Christ. People are dying left and right. People are being killed and assassinated in this negative devilish movement and this other party, this opposite of the Republican Party. They got a problem, sweethearts. They got a problem. And the email system, you have been hearing the news. People are dying to testify. Look here, sweethearts. It's time to turn to Jesus. Jesus is the key. Remember, the opposite of Satan is not Jesus. Why? Because Jesus has no opposite. Is that right, my brother?
That's right. He's the first and the last.
That's it. See? Look at that. My sweetheart brother says, Jesus Christ is the first and Jesus Christ is the last. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Jesus Christ is Omega. And before anything else existed, Jesus Christ was in the beginning with God. Remember that. And so Jesus is always was, eternal Jesus Christ. And now Jesus Christ is here. Now, sweethearts, we can conquer these devils, these crooked people, these crooked churches, crooked Hillary, and all these crooked people and crooked politicians. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, Satan, I bind you to the pit of hell right now in the name of
Jesus.
You see, that's how you do it, sweethearts. Don't take no stuff from the devil. Don't hate the devil. You don't waste time hating. You spend time worshiping, loving, and adoring Jesus Christ. That's the name of the game around here. You praise Jesus Christ, you see. You praise the Son of God. Did you know that people don't realize that they can actually talk directly to Jesus? And to God the Glory, page 164, by Jesus Christ, who had Annalise Skyrin, a transfigured being, write that glorious volume. It states, let no man, let no one steal you, let no one stop you, let no one detour you from coming direct to me, said the living Jesus. For people that do that, that try to stop you, they are putting you in the chains of hell if you follow suit. That's why it's imperative, sweethearts, that we must grab a hold of the solid truth. Remember, Jesus is not the second and the last. He is the first and the last. Jesus Christ is not a second-class citizen. Jesus Christ is supreme Lord around here. Jesus Christ, you Christian churches, wake up, you sleepyhead numbskull dumb clucks. It's time that you stand firm in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. It's time that you lift up a standard and believe the teachings of Jesus Christ. O ye Christian church, wake up, thou that sleepest, you sleepyhead, you knucklehead, you pimphead, wake up, you snakes and you generation of vipers. It's time to come to the truth. Hear me. Now, these people talk about killing babies, abortion, abortion. They're killing babies. That's what the Democrats do. That's what Hillary's movement do. I'm not here to fight parties. I'm not here to preach parties. I'm just telling you the truth. These crooked movements going around here, they're telling people this and that. They don't stand for Jesus Christ in the United States of America. They got more holiness over in some of the Asian countries, and they talk about Jesus in Vietnam. But when it comes to America, my brother, they don't tell the people to pray to Jesus Christ. But in Vietnam, they teach the people to pray to Jesus Christ. They teach them in the schools to pray to Jesus Christ. They teach them in the jobs to pray to Jesus Christ. What happened to the great American nation? We're not going to let this nation fall. Oh, ye saints of the Most High, oh, radiant royal Republican Party, rise up and stand with Donald John Jesus Trump. Stand and support him and back him up. Stop your bickering. Stop your flip-flopping. Stop your lollipopping. Stop your jib-jam and flim-flam. And come to the truth and pray for the presidential candidate in the name of Jesus. Don't take no crap off these devils. Don't take no sap off these idiots. Stand firm and love Jesus. Stand firm and love your candidate, Donald J. Trump, one who stands for purity, righteousness, dignity, integrity, and infinity. He is a man who prays to Jesus Christ. He is the one who believes in 2 Corinthians 3:17. The Lord Jesus is that spirit. With the spirit of Lord Jesus, there is liberty. There is divine freedom, sweethearts. Wake up, you saints of the Most High. Wake up, you people that are voting. Stop your slacking off. Stop your flip-flopping. And wake up and smell the roses. Recognize you don't want a baby killer in the office. You don't want someone who reads endorses the book of Satan, a monster. You don't want no one like that, sweethearts. Come on, churches. Stop being crooked churches and stop acting like crooked Hillary and start acting like straight Jesus. I love Hillary. May the Lord Jesus bless Hillary. May the Lord Jesus give her life. May the Lord Jesus illuminate Madam Secretary Clinton Hillary. But sweethearts, it's time to stand firm in what you know. It's time to stand firm in what you believe. It's time to stand up in the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, Jesus, to the republic for which it stands, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I know that in the original pledge it says one nation under God. Well, you wonder who is that God that the battle hymn of the republic sings about? His truth is marching on. Our God is marching on. Who is that God? That God is Jesus, the Son of the Father. That's who we're preaching about. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the world. This is time to be integrity minded. This election season, don't sit on your fat asses or your skinny asses or your medium asses, sweethearts. It's time that you rise up now and prepare to vote for the candidate that is right. And you know who is right. You know who stands up for dignity, or who stands up for integrity, or who stands up for divinity. It's time to vote the candidate that speaks of the name of God, the Lord, even Jesus, the Savior. That be Donald Trump. I tell you, sweethearts, we bless Donald Trump, and I don't know what's going on in this crazy system of the political world today. And did you know also, my sweetheart brother, that in the Quran and in the ancient language of the Aramaic, it talks about the 72 Virginians. Now, they say virgin. If an Islamic person kills in the name of Allah, they will get 72 virgins. Okay, let me give the original translation that was handed down to me. The original translation in the Aramaic, which is the more pure language than Arabic, it says they will get 72 Virginians. Virginians in the Aramaic is not virgin females, my sweethearts. The word Virginians is 72 raisins, dried up grapes. That's all them niggas gonna get, dried up grapes. They're not gonna get no virgins. So they're going to kill in the name of Almighty God to kill somebody, and they think they're gonna get some females, pussycats. Hell no. April Fools, dumb clucks, you are not getting nothing. Remember, if you commit suicide on a suicide mission, you're not going to the heavenly kingdom of Jesus Christ, neither God the Father or Allah. You're going straight to hell, because in the spirit realm, there is no sex. There is no dick and pussy mixed together. No, 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 no. No, hear the truth, saints of the Most High, and all other religions of the Most High. In the spirit realm, there is no sex. Sex is unphysical. Sex is on this dark, wicked, dingy planet called Earth. Now, this is a wonderful planet because Jesus Christ created it. But all you people and all of us that have just whoopsie-doopsie fell down and we didn't serve the Son of God, we must wake up now, oh ye crooked churches. Wake up, crooked churches. Wake up, crooked Hillary. Wake up, everybody on planet Earth, and serve the living Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's time to be bold. It's time to be cold. It's time to scold. It's time to encourage, it's time to illuminate, and always I love you. It's, I love everybody on the planet, including Secretary Madam Clinton. I love you. I love Donald J. Trump. I love Bernie Sanders. I love President Barack Obama, the acting president, his royalness, because he is in power. He is the president of the United States of America. We may not agree on everything, but we must love the people, sweethearts. Remember, I speak about to be bold and cold and to the point. You don't take no stuff. You stand up for firmness. You stand up for holiness. You stand up for righteousness. You stand up for dignity. It's time to be bold. Oh, ye Texas in the United States of America, wake up down there in the Texas United States of America. Wake up, oh, ye people in the great Pennsylvania state. Wake up, oh, ye people in the smoking pot areas of Washington state and Colorado state. Wake up and turn to the Son of God, Jesus the living Christ. It's time to adore Jesus Christ. It's time, it's time, it's time. You've been blessed in the great United States Western world. You've been blessed with hot and cold running water. You've been blessed to go to the supermarket and to the market of agriculture. You've been blessed to go and purchase things. You can just flip a switch and your light comes on. You can flip another switch and your light goes out. Or you can clap on and your light lamp comes on. You can clap off and your lamp goes out. Stop bitching, stop moaning, stop groping, and stop complaining, and start giving Jesus thanks. Eternal Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, give Jesus Christ thanks. Remember, sweetheart, the whole Christmas season, it's about giving glory and thanksgiving and worship and adoration and praise to Jesus Christ Almighty. It's time to stand up. Oh, you slack off crooked churches, wake up and stop being crooked. Wake up and be straight. Wake up and face the music and start giving glory to Jesus. You're preaching all that crap doctrine out there, and you're not preaching the Son of God, Jesus Christ. What the hell's wrong with you? What the earth is wrong with you? I stand in the name of Jesus Christ, the power of Melchizedek priesthood, and tell you to wake up and stand up and flow with the Son of God, Jesus Christ Almighty.
You got that right. This is Son of God University, baby, if you don't know. We're for Jesus. Jesus, baby. Jesus is the power. The power of the name. Let's get into the power of the name. Why are we using Jesus? We're using Jesus because when you say Jesus, the negative forces have to flee. The demons have to flee. Everything has to flee. You see, when you say that name, Jesus, the angels come unto you. The destroying angels come to you. The ministering angels come to you. The healing angels come to you. All that Christ energy, that flow, that intelligence is around you. You see, that name is powerful. When you say Jesus, your whole insides light up in the spiritual world. You don't see it, but you light up. See, that name is power. Well, it's a power in that name. You say Jesus, Jesus lights up your whole being. Your whole being is light up. And as you chant that name, Jesus, 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 you chant that name, then your body is becoming resurrected. Your body is becoming illuminated. Your body is becoming healed. Your body is becoming more intelligent. Your mind is becoming intelligent and more in tune with the superconscious mind. You are becoming a god or a goddess as you chant that name. You are becoming spiritualized by the renewing of your mind by saying, Jesus, baby, being praised, love and gratitude. That's Jesus' vibration. That's his name. You're flowing with the flow, baby, because you need that name, especially in these days and age. You have crooked people doing this and that. Let's not worry about them. Let's get into the power, baby. We got the power in the United States. Each individual has the power. You are a unique God. You are a God in the making. You have, it tells us, people talk about the computer. What about your computer brain? We made the computer. We created. Our computer brain is magnificent. We only use 10%. Just imagine using the rest of that 90% of the brain. And you can only use that by the Christ-like, by Jesus Christ's Holy Spirit. You get into the baptism by having our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the planetary Christ of this planet, illuminate you with his energy.
Yes.
And then as you become energized, baby, you are on your way. See, that's the problem in the United States of America. They don't have the Holy Ghost, my loving brother. Don't have the Spirit of Christ. They don't have the power. That's why they're lacking. That's why they have these wicked people do all this stuff. But see, as the church rise up, the true church, as the true people rise up, you get that power, and you have the anointing, and you have the boldness. None of this crazy stuff will happen because you walk as a living God. As you walk as a living God, and you have that power of the Holy Ghost, and you're chanting, Jah Jesus, baby, they have to go by the wayside. They have to leave. They have to leave the United States, maybe, because this nation has become Jah Jesus nation. As we stand up as individual, see, it starts right with you, my loving brothers. You don't have to have a building. Each person that's listening, you are the living church. Remember, you have the Word of God. You are the living Word. You have that life Christ within you. You have that power within you. You are a dynamic person. You are the light of the world, as Jesus said. We all are light as we get into the light of Christ and become bombarded with that energy of the Holy Ghost. As Jesus baptized you with that Holy Ghost, only he can do it. No other person can do it. That's why he's the planetary Christ. There's no other Son of God in the universes that have power over this Holy Ghost like Jesus. He's the only one that can baptize a human being or another being that's going to become a god or goddess with that power. He's the anointed one to do that. So you've got to go to Jesus. You can't leave the Son of God out. He is the bright and morning star. He is the one that gives you the power. And once we get that power in this United States of America, we will be the light of the world. We'll be the light nation that's showing other nations the way. That's your mission here on planet Earth, the United States of America. Not to flip-flop around, like my brother says, not going to church just as to go, just to go. Oh, I went to Sunday school. I did this. I have a big five-time Bible. I read it. But that's good. But do you praise the living God? Do you praise him? Do you praise that Holy Ghost within you? Do you spend time with him? That's the main thing, my loving brothers. You got to spend time with the Holy Ghost and with Jah Jesus. It's not about so-called going to the big building church. It's about you as an individual. What are you doing? Are you spending time with the Holy Ghost? You're not getting no brownie points going to the big temple. That's not getting you nowhere. What's getting you somewhere is when you spend time praising, loving, praising, giving gratitude, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving brings multiplication. As you praise and be thankful, things would come to you through the divine intelligence. Once you see, most people are not spiritually connected. Once you get spiritually connected with the Holy Ghost, then the Holy Ghost works. That's the Spirit of Christ, the Ghost Holy. That works in direct connection with Jah Jesus, and things come faster. See, when you got the Holy Ghost, you pray a prayer, you're in connection with the divine intelligence. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not in connection with the divine intelligence. Things are going to be much slower. But remember, the Spirit moves. When you have the Spirit, it moves. When you pray, it moves. When you pray, the Spirit, then you have the angels helping you too. You got all this benefit. Then you have, what else you have? You have the gods. They're helping you. You have all this on your side. You have the divine intelligence. That's why it's imperative that you worship Jah Jesus, the Holy Ghost, Jah Jesus, the Son of God. And then as you get this Ghost Holy, Jah Jesus Spirit, this Jah Jesus power will be with you. This Jah Jesus power is the illumination power that this planet needs. It's the illumination power that this election needs. It's the illumination power that will get you out the seats and come and start voting for the right person. You see, everybody knows in their consciousness who's crooked. You look at the news. Don't pay attention to that crackpot.
Right.
Look at your conscience within you, because they can deceive you. They can be paid off to say what they want to say. Remember, you as individual, you have something more valuable. You have the Christ in you, which is your hope and your glory,
oh, yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
And so it would tell you all things. You can talk to that. It'll let you know everything. You all you have to do is talk to it and ask. It'll tell you. You know, just by looking at TV, who's crooked. You know what's going on. They try to downrate one person, try to put this person up in the polls. Don't believe all that crap. What you need to do is go to the Son of God, Jesus, baby. You need to go into prayer, praise, love, and gratitude. That's the true prayer. Love, happiness, not this old grown begging prayer. That's no prayer. That don't go higher than the ceiling, baby. Prayer, true prayer is love, praise, and gratitude. I'm going to say it again. True prayer is love, praise, and gratitude, like my loving brother said. That's true prayer. See, when you start getting into the love vibration, then you get to the Christ vibration, and then the energy can start to flow. As you get into that vibration, then your prayers will be answered. As you get into that love, praise, and gratitude. You see, right now, a lot of people pray intellectually. They know about Jesus intellectually. They don't know spiritually. See, we got to get into a spiritual thing. This is a spiritual thing. This is not a church thing. This is a spiritual thing. The Spirit has power. The Spirit is the one that will illuminate you. The Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus, that's the power. That's the one that's going to get you going. That's going to keep you going throughout the day. Jesus is going to protect you. Jesus is going to heal you. Jesus is going to give you what you need. Jesus, the power and anointing, is going to tell you who to vote for. Depend on that Christ, Jesus, in you. Don't look at this flim-flam news. Listen to the Christ within, Jesus Christ, in you. He'll tell you what it is. You know, you are dynamic. You have all that intelligence within you. Jesus, when he created your body, he put the ghost hole in you. That's a consciousness. Even though you don't have the baptism, you still know, because that small voice would tell you all things. But then when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are dynamic. Now, let me say it this way. You have Jesus' intelligence in you, that Ghost Holy. That's 10%. When you get the Ghost Holy, that's 90%. That's how bad you need the Ghost Holy. This Ghost Holy, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, which the churches say, oh, we don't need that. That's a second thing. We don't need that. All we need to do is keep doing our other flim-flam, what you want to do. We don't need the ghost. See, the ghost holy, the Holy Ghost is a power. Once you have the power, you won't have people come in your church sick. Remember, they'll be healed by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a power. It's a healing power. You know, back in the day, you had people like Shambach, all these people. They had the power. They were healing people. They were delivering people. That's how the churches should be today, with the power of healing, the power of interpretation, the power of knowledge, the power. It's a power. Until we get that power, you're going to still do the same old day. If you're a devil, you're going to keep being a devil, stealing. If you're a hypocrite, you're going to steal. If you lie, you're going to keep doing it. But see, the power of the Holy Ghost will take that all away from you. What I'm saying? The power of Jesus will take it all away. The power of Jesus would take all that stuff away. Jesus would take that all away from you. Jesus will help you. Jesus will guide you. Jesus is your light. Remember, he's your light. Then you become the light. Jesus light. Then you are Jesus light. Jesus Jr. Jesus light of the world. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We, Jesus, are Jesus people of the world. Remember, this great Jesus, like my loving brother said, he is the king and the lord of the universes. I'm not talking about planet Earth. Planet Earth is just a little speck. It's like a little grain. He's the lord and god of the universes. Now, somebody like that, and he loved planet Earth. Planet Earth is his favorite Earth. You know why? He came down on Earth. He lived on Earth. He got a physical body. Jesus came as a physical body on this Earth. Jesus was born on this Earth. What God is going to be born on a desolate planet like Earth. This Earth is a wicked planet. I'm going to tell you like it is. Very right. wicked. And he came down all this wicked. A divine being, Jah Jesus, came down. All this. That's saying something. Jah Jesus took a physical body like us and came down and witnessed what we do. That's why Jah Jesus knows all about what's going on here. He knows everything. Even more so, I can say, than Jehovah, because he experienced it. He had a physical body, Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus came down here. He lived with the people. He talked with the people of Jah Jesus. He's one of us, basically, in a degree, because he knows how we feel, Jah Jesus. He knows our pain. He knows everything you're going through. So you can talk to Jah Jesus. Like my loving brother said, did you know you can talk to Jah Jesus? Of course. You can go to Jah Jesus directly and talk to him. You don't need to go to the Father. Remember, the Father is out the picture. You know, Father, we love you. You're a troublemaker, Jehovah. We love you very much, but you're out the picture, baby. What's in the picture is Jah Jesus. You know, you talk to Jah Jesus. He's your Father, not Jehovah. Jehovah is your grandfather. Jesus is your Father. He created you. Who created this physical body? Jesus. Who put the ghost hole in you? Jesus. Who created this planet Earth? Jesus. It wasn't Jehovah. This is the fifth world, baby. This is Jesus' world, baby. He's the one that did this with that ghost holy Jesus in it, and it's moving and grooving. Remember, this ghost holy can do things on its own, too, but Jesus is the master Lord of it. He's the master. He's a master Lord. He's the Lord of the universes. I know it's hard for you guys to believe that, like they just used to have. I see on TV a long time ago about the universes. They have these lords of the universe and stuff. That's Jah Jesus. Can imagine that. That's Jah Jesus of the universes. This Jah Jesus, when he goes, people just like, whoa. They look at him, whoa, what kind of being is this? Remember, he came to the lowest planet, got an earth. Jah Jesus did that. Got an earth. He was born on this low planet, got a physical body, the lowest thing you could do. Most bodies on planets are celestial. They are translucent. This is a physical body. He took on the hardcore physical body, Jah Jesus, that he created, took on living, and overcame. Jesus did that for us, for the love of everybody on earth. I don't care what religion, what you did. I don't care how you did, how hard you did. You are forgiven through Jesus' blood as you go to him and ask for forgiveness. And then you ask for that glorious Holy Ghost, that glorious dynamic energy. Basically, it's an energy full of intelligence. Basically, you want to get to the scientific of it. It's energy with intelligence. And you get that bombarded into your being. Remember, Jesus' energy, once you get the Holy Ghost, you know you got it. People say, do I have the Holy Ghost? You know it, because when you get insulated with that atomized energy, it comes all through you. You will wake up and you will know you've been baptized. But without a shadow of a doubt, you have that baptizing of the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost is power. It's a power. It's a power that redeems you. See, that is your redeemer, Jesus. That Jesus in you, it redeems your body, baby. It brings it back to life. It brings it back to youth. It brings everything back in divine order. Your life becomes in divine order once you get the Jesus Holy Ghost. That Jesus Holy Ghost will be your protector. It would be the one that would guide you in all things. It would tell you what to do. Remember, Jesus said, all my sheep hear my voice. That's the ghost holy within you. It would tell you all things. It would tell you, my loving brothers, Jesus would tell you who to vote for. Jesus, listen to the voice of reason within you. Listen to the ghost holy within you, Jesus' spirit. Jesus within you will tell you all things. Rely on that. Don't rely on all what the TV tells you or the radio tells you. Listen, my loving brothers and sisters. Listen to the ghost holy. That's going to change our nation. The ghost holy Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, encompassing energy. That's what's going to save us. Jesus' energy and Jesus himself. You can't leave Jesus the King out. the Lord out. You can't leave him out. Yeah, he has his energy, but it works together, baby. Yeah. Jesus, the Lord, the Son of God, and Jesus, the energy, they both have the same name. Check that out. That's how magnificent this Jesus, the Son of God, and this Jesus, the energy. They have the same name. They work together, my loving brothers and sisters. Get into that power. It's the redeeming power. It's your Lord. That Lord is your spirit. That Lord is the spirit. That's the spirit of what? Jesus Christ. Yeah. Jesus Christ is that Lord within you. It moves, it grooves, it talks to you. You want somebody to talk to you? You don't need to go to a psychiatrist. Go to the Lord within you that knows all things about you. Go to that spirit. Get into spiritualization of the Holy Ghost. Feel that. It's a feeling, baby. You feel it. See, that ghost, holy Jesus spirit, Jesus energy, that Jesus energy, you will feel it. It's a feeling. It makes you more feelable. You're becoming so feel. People say, well, what's wrong with you? You seem like you too much. You like feel. Yeah, that's what the spirit of Jesus is. It's a feeling. And you say, does God have feeling? Yes, it does. That the Holy Ghost will make you have so much feeling. People will think you're crazy because you'll feel everything, Jesus. He'll let you feel everything. Something's going to happen, Jesus will make you feel it. It's a feeling. It's a voice. It's a vibration. You live in the vibration, Jesus. That's what you want to live in, baby. These days, you want to live in Jesus' vibration because he will tell you all things. He is our redeemer. He redeems us. He helps us. He guides us. He protects us. Jesus protects us. Jesus guides us in all through all negative. As we walk down the road, the Jesus Holy Spirit will protect you as you in warfare. You go into war. Jesus energy will protect you. Jesus energy will protect you in accidents. I've seen many accidents that my loving brother, Jesus, they had the accidents, the bones crushed, then they come back to where they used to right then. Because you know why? Jesus, baby. The power of the name, Jesus. Remember, the power of the name. The power of the name will save you. That power of Jesus' name, Jesus. Don't just say the power of the name. What is the name? Jesus, baby.
That's right, baby. It is so really realistic that the purpose of the name of Jesus Christ, because the scripture declares that through Jesus Christ, all things are consist of and all things are composed by the power of Jesus. You see, the devils, they flee at the name of Jesus. Jesus is reality, truth, solid, solidified to the max, to the T, to the core, to the joy. Jesus is the joy in us. This is the celebration of the Christmas season as we open up, introduce on this great August the 7th, and we just keep on going. And technically, we've been doing it year-round, as you already know, but you know, we're just here today excited about the great name and about the great Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ was born on the earth, like my sweetheart brother said. He was virgin birth. There was no sausage stuck inside of a woman. He was born by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, on every coast. So this energy impregnated Mary, and she became impregnated with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is pure. Blessed are the pure, for they shall see Jesus Christ. So you see, you're worshiping and you're praising a pure God. This divine Jesus Christ is not corrupt. He is not crooked. He is not crooked like certain people. I'm not going to mention. But he is holy. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is full of Holy Ghost. You heard it live. You heard my brother and I said, and we did a good show today. What would you say, my brother? We did fantabulous.
Definitely so.
We
with the Holy Ghost.
Through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost in us is doing the work.
Jesus, Holy Ghost, baby.
Yes, indeed, baby. Because, see, we know that we love the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. So, therefore, the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ knows what you need, sweethearts. So, you're hearing this truth, and it's bringing witness to your soul that Jesus is the truth. You see, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. He also said, Jesus said in the book of St. John 14, verse 6, he said, it might have been further up, check it out. Jesus said, you believe in God, the Father Almighty? Believe also in me. Believe in me, Jesus. This is very major. This is important. That's why we keep saying, you churches of America and throughout the world, stop making Jesus a second-class crook. Make him a supreme Lord. That's what you're doing. Because you'd be talking to the Godfather, and then you throw Jesus in there at the end. Well, in the name of Jesus. You see, nigga bite, you need to wake up now. And like my great comedian friend and great priest and reverend over there in South England, my sweetheart brother, Reverend J. John.
Mm-hmm.
That guy prays straight to the Lord Jesus. He is so cool. You see, and he's been on TBN and on Daystar and various Christian religious networks. And it's imperative that we follow his example, as you follow my example, my brother's example, and many of us who love Jesus. Stop being afraid. You can go direct to Jesus. God the Father praises Jesus. You heard my brother said already. My sweetheart, loving brother testified that Jesus, that Jehovah God praised Jesus Christ. So what are you doing, sweetheart people? How are you going to celebrate the reality of Christmas? And how are you going to glorify the coming of the Lord Jesus if you're still praying to God with no name? You've got to come to Jesus Christ. You've got to acknowledge. And what it is, you need the Holy Spirit, the power, like my sweetheart loving brother said. When you get this power, you will be excited. You can feel Jesus. Jesus Christ has the same physical body that he was born with 2,000 years ago. He is young, beautiful, attractive, strong, mighty, dynamic, almighty, and glorious. I tell you, sweetheart, this great Jesus Christ, this magnanimous Jesus, this supreme Jesus, this glorified Jesus is here and ready to assist you. Jesus can forgive you for any sin you have ever committed in your life. All you politicians, Republicans and Democrats, and Dixiecrats and autocrats, and aristocrats, we speak to all of you, to socialists and communism, and to atheists and Christians, to Muslims and Hindus, to Buddhists and agnostics. We speak to all of you and say, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Jesus is loving and powerful. People from all over the world are coming to Jesus. They're coming from Tehran, Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, India, South America, Ohio, Tokyo, everywhere, Pennsylvania, USA, Los Angeles, USA, Los Gatos, California, USA, from the Soviet Republic, people are coming to this great and mighty God, Jesus Christ, sweetheart. There are millions upon millions that have came to Jesus Christ and is experiencing the joy of happiness. And so we speak to you and we exhort you to come to this great King, this great Majesty, this great Mighty One, this great Merciful One. You see, learn to be still. Learn to talk within yourself. Know that you don't have to scream to Jesus Christ, and just to make you feel good, but you can talk softly and intimately with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ has power to hear you. Why? Because Jesus Christ dwelleth within as well as without. Jesus Christ is all around us. Jesus Christ is here, there, everywhere. Jesus Christ is in the heavens. Jesus Christ is on the earth. Jesus Christ is in the earth. Jesus Christ is in the stars. Jesus Christ is in the moon. Jesus Christ is in Jupiter and in Mars, and everywhere in between, above, below, left, right, Father, Spirit, Jesus Christ. You see, sweethearts, you have access to the greatest power of the universe. You have access to the love, the great love. Love, Lord Jesus Christ, with all your heart. Melt yourself down. Celebrate this Christmas Day. Celebrate the coming of Jesus in 50 days from now. We love you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, good day. Jesus,
Jesus, baby.
The cannon.